Okay, welcome everyone to Parshas HaShavua, the Parsha Shir of the week. This week's Parsha is Parshas Terumah, an important Parsha, of course, because it goes through the building of the Mishkan when Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan in the desert. And as it says there, V'asu l'migdash, you shall make for me a Beis HaMikdash, V'shochanti b'soichem, and I will dwell in them. We always mention this. I just want to mention it again. The famous idea, what does it mean? I will dwell in them. It should have said, "B'shochanti b'soichoi," I will dwell in it. But the reason is that actually every person becomes the Mishkan for Hashem. Everyone becomes the dwelling place for Hashem in their way. And the Mishkan becomes more like a model. So we learn from the Mishkan about the different things that were done in the Mishkan. We learn how we should be serving Hashem as well, something that will express itself in one of the ideas I want to share with you today as well. So in the beginning of the parasha, it starts with V'yichuli Truma, the mitzvah to donate to the Mishkan. There were actually three donations at the time of the Mishkan. One was everyone gave a one-time half a shekel, which was then melted down and became the sockets, the foundation of the beams of the Mishkan. Everyone had to give equally. Machzah Shekel. There was another one called the yearly tax of Machzah Shekel, which was to buy the animals for korbanos, for the sacrifices each year, like the Korban Tomid and so on. And then there's also the Melachas HaMishkan. There was the donation that everyone had to donate materials, gold, silver, copper, and so on, in order to build the Mishkan. So this is all part of the mitzvah of this week's parasha. I should mention before I continue, of course, this week's parasha is connected to the half a shekel because this year it's not normally parashas Truma, but it is in this case this year that parashas Truma is also parashas Shkolim. We begin first of all Rosh Chodesh, also the Shabbos. It's an exciting Shabbos. We take our three Torahs because we read the parasha of the week. We also read the Rosh Chodesh, but also it's parashas Shkolim, the first one of the four special parashas that are done around this time of the year, beginning with this one, which is Parshas Shkolim, the mitzvah of the yearly tax of Machzis HaShekel. Why is it this year? Because we read the Parsha of Shekel, of giving a half a shekel, always the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or on, like this week, like this year, or on Rosh Chodesh Adar itself.
Listen to a shiur, then.
The reason for that is because the way it worked every year was that the money that came in, the half a shekels, had to purchase the animals for the daily offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, but from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was the cycle from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the animals had to be bought from the new funds that had come in for that year. That's why at the beginning of Adar, they would always start reminding everyone to give the half a shekel. They would collect the Machzis HaShekel, the yearly tax of half a shekel, throughout the month of Adar, and then have money ready to buy the korbanos, buy the sacrifices for the new year beginning on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, that's just a little bit of background. We'll come back to this Machzis HaShekel in a minute. I'm just going to share the screen now so we can have a look at some of the. Here we are. Oh, here we are. That's better. Okay, yep, there we are. Okay, so there's a pasuk like this. In the Torah, it says to build a Mishkan, take the donations, and you should do everything that I show you, and so on. Then it says, we'll make a Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, Kachoil Asher Ani Mare Oischa. Whatever, this is number one here, whatever I'm showing you is Tavnis HaMishkan, the formation, the shape, the form of the Mishkan, the Ace Tavnis called Kalev, and also the form of all its vessels. V'chein ta'asu, that's what you should do. And that's what you should do. Right? Now, the problematic phrase here is the word v'chein ta'asu. I mean, it says you should do everything, you should build a mikdash, whatever I show you, however I show you, v'chein ta'asu, that's what you should do. So the Mefarshim obviously are bothered by this phrase v'chein ta'asu. It's extra, it doesn't need to say that. It's obvious from the context. We have to follow all the instructions that were given. Why does it have to say v'chein ta'asu? The Rashi gives a particular Rashi gives a particular thing. V'chein tasu. And let's have a look at number two. What does it mean, v'chein tasu? L'doiros. That this is a commandment that will be forever, an eternal commandment. Im yoivad echod min hakelim, if one of the vessels get lost, if you make another one in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all under the instruction of the Chayin Tasu. Now there are, I'm going to come back to this Rashi because there are some questions in this Rashi. But the Kli, I want to share with you first the Kli Yoker, a very beautiful Kli Yoker, that that learns differently to Rashi. I'm going to share with you what he says and then come back to the Rashi. He says, why do we have here the Chayin Tasu? So there's a famous concept. That, so again, the Mishkan has what we call the structure, the Mishkan, the building, and then the Kalim, the vessels, right? The vessels. So what happens is like this. In this Pasuk, we just have a look. This Pasuk, the Torah says the Mishkan and then the Kalim. However, when the Torah starts to give specific instructions after this Pasuk, it starts with building the Kalim. It starts with building the vessels. And Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a little confused, so to speak. When Hashem gave the instructions of how to build, he instructed to build the Kalim first. On the other hand, he said, how can that be? Can you build furniture before you build a house? At the end, he understood that, no, you're actually supposed to build the Mishkan first. That what Bezalel did, and Moshe Rabbeinu really agreed to him. That's what Hashem really wanted to, and so on and so forth. Says the Kli Yoker that actually Moshe Rabbeinu answered this question from this pasuk. You see, it doesn't say k'chol hashani mara oischa. What I'm going to show you is tavnis hamishkan, the form of the mishkan, ve'is tavnis kelim and the kelim kain ta'asu. That's what you should do, as I'm about to explain to you. It says v'chein ta'asu. The v sort of connects the pasuk back to the beginning of the pasuk. In other words, the Kli Yoker says what Hashem was telling him in this pasuk is, you're going to have to build the Mishkan, then you have to build the Kelim. V'chein tasu, and that's exactly what you should do. The Mishkan first, the house first, and then the furniture. Why in the next sentence am I going to begin with the Orion, with the Ark, building the Ark first, and building the table, and building the menorah, and only afterwards come back to the structure, the beams and the curtains and all that kind of stuff? Because the greatness of the Ark was the holiest vessel. It was the goal of the Mishkan. The goal of the Mishkan was to serve Hashem through the various vessels, through the various furniture. But that's not the order of how you build it. So when Hashem specifies instructions, he goes first to the ark and the table and the candelabra, the furniture, in other words, the kalim, the vessels, and only then back to the structure of the Mishkan. But when Hashem said, don't think I'm telling you the Orim, the furniture first, because I want you to build the furniture first. No. V'chein tasu means what I just told you in this pasuk, that what I'm going to show you about building the Mishkan, one, then the building of the Kalim, two, v'chein tasu, that's how you should build them. I'm going to specify them in the other order because of the importance, but the way you should do it, the practical order should be the one I tell you this pasuk, and that's how the Kli Yoker learns the phrase of v'chein tasu. But as I said, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi has a different interpretation of the whole story about how Moshe Rabbeinu worked out what to build first and so on. But Rashi says over here, the Chayin Tasu means that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdosh and the mitzvah of building the Kalim, all the different vessels, is an eternal mitzvah, and that's what it means, the Chayin Tasu. Chayin Tasu is how you should do it. So the Mefarshim asked the question, what do you mean? It wasn't an eternal mitzvah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdosh now. Yeah, we symbolically, or maybe even halachically, fulfill the mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash, to building shuls, to building our own homes as a Beis HaMikdash. Very nice, but it's not the fulfillment of this mitzvah. We're not allowed to build vessels in exactly the same form. We're not allowed to make a menorah exactly like the Beis HaMikdash and all that kind of stuff, right? So what does it mean? It's an eternal mitzvah. So I'm going to share with you, I think I shared with you last week also from the Sefer called Sorry, I Love Him, a beautiful idea. And it goes like this. There's a medrash called a medrash plio. Medrash plio means a cryptic medrash. Cryptic medrash. We all very familiar with the pasuk, with no other pasuk, with the saying of Chazal that ve'ahavta le're'acha kamoicha, love your fellow like yourself. Rabbi Akiva came and said, Ze klal godol b'Torah. That's an amazing fundamental rule in the Torah, loving someone else like yourself. Okay. But there's a Medrash actually presents it a bit differently. The Medrash says the following. The Chasam Sofer brings down this Medrash. And he said like this. The Medrash says there's three opinions. Opinion one is, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The pasuk we say, Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Ze kal gadol b'Torah. That's a very big klal in the Torah. Chadom, our second opinion is like Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your fellow like yourself. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. That's the rule in the Torah. Okay, truth is, so far it makes sense. I mean, we understand they're both fundamental ideas. Belief in God, love of fellow human beings is very fundamental. Then we have all of a sudden the most strange opinion. Chad Omar, third one says like this, that there's a pasuk that tells us we have to bring daily sacrifices, right? Daily sacrifices. And was called in the Beis HaMikdash a korban tomid, a ongoing sacrifice. And the pasuk says, it's a keves o'echo tase baboiker. The one sheep, the one lamb should be in the morning. It's a keves asheni tase ben aboy, the other one in the afternoon. Says the Medrash, that pasuk, one sheep in the morning, one sheep in the afternoon, to the beginning of the daily sacrifice, the end of daily sacrifices, ze klal gadol b'Torah. That's a big rule in the Torah. What does that mean? Not only that, Ben Azai says in the Medrash, Ben Azai got up and he said, you know what? That's the best one. That's logical. Why? Because he mentions this pasuk, again, number one in the handout, that everything I'm showing you, the building the Mishkan, the building the Kalim, the Chayin Tasu, that's what you should do. That's what you should do. That's why this makes this mitzvah, this pasuk, the Klal Godol b'Torah. Extremely strange. As I said, the first two are logical. Faith in Hashem, fundamental. Love of another Yid, fundamental. But bringing a korban in the morning and a korban in the afternoon, keves echad, one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the afternoon. I mean, it's a mitzvah, like a lot of mitzvahs. It's very, very important. Every mitzvah is very important. But to say that's the foundation of Klal Yisrael, ze kal gadol b'Torah, that's a bit strange. And also, what does Ben Azai mean? That you learn that out of this pasuk? So he brings the following, and I'm just, we'll have a look at number three. He brings the following about the mitzvah of machzis hashekel, and I'm bringing it after this week because this week you also have the mitzvah of machzis hashekel. Pasuk says, and Hashem said, you should bring a half a shekel. It says, ze yitnu. This is what you should give to Hashem. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu found this mitzvah very difficult until Hashem had to show him a coin of fire and show him matbea shel esh, a coin of fire, and he told him, ze yitnu. Ze yitnu, that's what you have to give. The ze yitnu. That's what you should give. And that's the pasuk ze yitnu, the coin of fire that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So all in the first, of course, asked the question, what does it mean? First of all, giving, you know, in this week's parasha, we also have a Rashi that says Moshe Rabbeinu found building the menorah very difficult. That we understand because it was a very difficult construction, it had to be made, very intricate design out of one piece of gold. You had to sort of knock and design it from itself. It's like very difficult. But to give a half a shekel, what's it difficult? I mean, it's just current currency at that time. So the Chasam Sofer brings that the Al-Sheikh says the following. Why did Hashem say to give a machzis shekel? Why did it say you should give a half a shekel? Why? Because Hashem was telling us that each person is only a half. You cannot reach perfection. You cannot reach a whole unless you unite with other people. Unless you have Avas Yisrael, unless you have one with other Eden, unless you become one with others, you can't arrive at any sort of wholeness. In other words, so what's Machzis HaShekel? Machzis HaShekel really is about unity, oneness, complete oneness. He says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu found it difficult. He says, how do you reach real oneness? Everyone's different. The other guy's different to me. How can I be one with him? I've got my interests, got his interests. I've got my ego, I've got his ego. Right? It's a very difficult mitzvah. And true, it is a difficult mitzvah. How do you love another yid mamash like yourself? Yeah, you can be kind to other people, you can help other people, but to become one with them, that's a bit difficult. So Hashem answered and he said, Matbea shel esh, I'm showing you a coin of fire. He's saying to him, you're right. It's a very difficult thing to do. The only way to do it is to become one with the fire, the Shekhinah, the divine presence. In other words, become one with Hashem. When you surrender to Hashem, you give up your ego and you surrender to Hashem, then you can have true achdus, you can have true unity. You can do favors, you can be kind without that, but you can't really become one with another person. You're different to the other person, unless you're part of one greater whole. Or like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, unless you understand that the Nefesh HaLakis, your godly soul is what you're focusing on. The godly soul, that is an effusion of godliness. And the other person also has a godly soul. And because of the godly soul, you're really one. If you're part of that greater reality of God, then you can become one. But if you just focus on your animalistic self, your animal soul, your body, then you won't be able to come one because you're different. You're completely different to the other person. So therefore, the only way, says Hashem, Zeyipnu, this is what you have to give. You have to give the Matbea Shel Esh, you have to give the coin of fire. You have to become connected to the greatness of the Shekhinah, the fire of the Shekhinah. Then you can become one with other people. In other words, Hashem is giving us a mission. He's saying, I'm giving you a mitzvah of Machtzis Hashekel. Machtzis Hashekel means that you have to do good not for yourself. You have to inspire others. You have to teach others. You have to be kind to others. You have to become one with others. And the only way you can do that, it depends on your hiskashrus. It depends on your connection and the way you cleave to Hashem. In other words, your connection bein odom lamokim will determine how much you can have bein odom lachavir. We find this in the way the Mishkan was built as well. He explains the interesting thing. He says, what was the first one in the Mishkan? First one was the Oren. The Oren was tucked away. The Oren is Torah. Torah is oneness with Hashem. Torah was we're talking about the Torah, how a person cleaves to Hashem in himself. Then we go out of that Kodesh HaKadoshim, out of the Holy of Holies, and then we go to other vessels like the menorah, which is also about Torah, but here it's more about Torah, revealing Torah to others, teaching Torah, the shulchan, the bread, which really is about tzedakah, it's about giving kindness, sustaining others, helping others. In other words, the vessels outside of the Oren are about connecting to others, about the Machtzis HaShekel. That's what he says. And therefore, first we have the Oren. The Oren is first. The Oren, you have to connect to Hashem. You have to learn Torah. You have to be completely surrendered to Hashem. When you concern to Hashem, then you can go to the other Kalim. Then you can have the formula of having Machtzis HaShekel, of connecting with other people and becoming one with other people. He says, this is what it means. That Rashi says on this pasuk, the pasuk that's talking about building the Oren and building the Shulchan and building the whole Mishkan, the Chein Tasu. Hashem is saying, I'm not only telling you to do it now, the Chein Tasu, it's an eternal mitzvah. I don't mean an eternal mitzvah in the specifics of how you build the Kelim. It's the eternal mitzvah as a formula. As a formula, this is how you always should do it. You always have to have the Oren first. You have to have the values. You have to have the Hashem in you. You have to have the foundation of your connection to Hashem, which is all symbolized by the Oren and the learning of the Torah. And then you can go to the other Kelim. And then you can have a Shulchan and you can have a Menorah and you can have a Mizbeach HaZoh, Mizbeach HaChitzen. All these things you can have because then you can inspire and light up and give physically, spiritually, and become one with other people. But it starts with the Oren. It starts with your connection to Hashem. And then you can do it. That's why it's v'chein ta'as. That's what Rashi means, v'chein ta'asu. It's an eternal mitzvah. Now we can understand this medrash. Medrash is like this. We've got two things which we think might be the foundational klal in the Torah. One says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Belief in Hashem. You've got to believe in Hashem. That's a klal gadol. The other one says, in 1 second, to mashpia, to influence others, to give to others, to become one with others. That's the purpose. Avas Yisrael ve'avta re'acha kamoicha. Okay, comes the third pasuk and says, I'll tell you what the klal gadol is. I'll tell you what the big rule is. The rule is you have to have both. The first one you have to do in the morning. What's keveso echad mean? The one that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Hashem Echad. Then, when you have that first lamb, which you said the first thing is the foundation of Torah, Ishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the first one. Then you can go on to the second. You can go on to the second one. You can have a Keves HaSheni. You can have the Sheni. You can go to the second person. You can become one with others. Keves HaSheni, Bein Arba'im, you can do in the afternoon. You start with Keves of Echad, Ishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then you can go to Keves HaSheni. You need them both. They both kol gadol b'Torah. One can't work without the other. The tachlis is to give to others, but you can only do that when you become one with Hashem first. So therefore, that's why the pasuk that's really a kol gadol b'Torah is the one that combines them both. Keves for echot taseh b'boker. The one keves you should do in the morning. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Start with that. Keves Hasheni, and the second one, Taseh ben Arboim. You should, the sheni means to be able to give to other people to inspire. That comes second, and together they become the ultimate klal gadol b'Torah. It's got up in Azaim, and as I said, that's 100% right, because we learn it from this pasuk that you've got to follow the design of the Mishkan, and that's an eternal mitzvah. What's the design of the Mishkan? We'll soon see after this pasuk. The Orein. First comes the Orein. First, you've got to learn Torah yourself to connect to Hashem. And then you can go to the other kelim, which represent the unity with others, the inspiration of others, and giving to others and becoming one with others. So that was a beautiful thing to share. And it's a nice pshat in the pasuk. Again, special Shabbos is Shabbos. Three Sefer Torahs in order to make sure we have all the three things we have to lay in the Parsha, Rosh Chodesh, and the Shkolim. And it ushers in Rosh Chodesh, Mishanichlas, Odar, Marbin, Besimcha. So you should have a wonderful week, a wonderful Shabbos, and a wonderful month, filled with simcha. Have a wonderful day.